A U.S. bill pressures North Korea's religious rights record. A children's center, church building, and missionary's life are all threatened in India. And dismal conditions remain on Haiti's food riot anniversary. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tensions remain high between North Korea and the rest of the world as North Korea has launched rockets and threatened South Korea with war. As all the political bickering flies, North Korea's human rights record continues to be dismal. That's laying the groundwork for a bill that's being introduced in Washington, says Open Doors' Lindsay Vesey.
Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Layton just introduced a bill which essentially puts human rights and religious freedom on the same level as the nuclear issue.
Vesey says the bill would require them to rectify human and religious rights violations. She says the religious rights of the North Korean people have been violated for years.
Open Doors estimates that about 1 in 4 of every North Korean Christian is in a political prisoner camp. 200,000 to possibly 500,000 prisoners have absolutely no freedom of worship. North Korean Christians have to worship in underground churches.
You can encourage your representative to sign on to the bill. There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, a missionary's life and a church building project were threatened last Sunday. A certain anti-Christian extremist group told the Gospel for Asia missionary they'd kill him if he didn't leave the area. That same day, the group visited a church building construction site, forcing the project to be put on hold, ruining many materials. Pray for protection for the threatened missionary and the church building, and for the salvation of the extremists. You're listening to Mission Network News. This month, Global Advance has been involved in 14 training events in South Africa, Russia, Kenya, Zimbabwe, India, Nigeria, Peru, Turkey, and the Philippines. The team's asking for your prayers as this grueling pace continues. They're also inviting you to partner with them financially in these mission outreaches. More people than ever are begging for the gospel. That means more hearts are turning to Christ, which means trained church leaders are needed. Go to our website if you can help. Next, in Haiti, on the one-year anniversary of the hunger riots, conditions seem to have worsened. Agriculture remains devastated from the storms last fall. Bright Hope International is countering despair. Bright Hope's Donald Farrell explains.
With the $40, they got a machete, a hoe, seeds, and the periodic counsel of a professional agronomist. What we want to do is get from dependency to self-sustainability.
The microenterprise program helps ministries.
Pastors of the churches oversee the administration of the program in their local hamlet. They identify the 10 most needy families.
In that way, Bright Hope reached 282 families in central Haiti.
It's the holistic gospel at work. It's not just the preached word, but the Holy Spirit is equipping the extremely impoverished local church to help turn these people from the abject poverty.
And a symposium was recently held to teach ministries about the use of media internationally. The symposium was held by a branch of the Far East Broadcasting Company known as the International Center for Media Studies. Executive Director Robert Fortner explains the outcome.
What I think they took away, based on what they've said to us, is a recognition that there are tools available to try to assess the effectiveness of the investments they're making.
Those attending were informed of what types of media have credibility in different countries. In East Africa, for instance, radio is often trusted more than religious leaders. By using this information, ministries can be sure to reach more people with the gospel. Of course,
we know there's not one size fits all, but we also know that there are tools out there that can help people make effective choices and to use these new technologies to improve their own work in the developing world.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder. We'll be right back.